This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Betty Jean Williams. Date of birth, May the 20th, 1972. Case ID number is 638-5669. Date of exam, November the 9th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from Dr. John Lung, dated 6/15/2023, and from Dr. Carl L. Johnson, dated 6/24/09. Identifying information. This is a 51-year-old single female in a common law relationship with another lesbian who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of rheumatoid arthritis, post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorder, depression, schizophrenia, anxiety, and decreased hearing. The claimant is presently unemployed and has not worked since 2005. She has been in prison for the last 5 years, and before that time, she was on Social Security benefits for 13 years. At the present time, she lives in a trailer with her lesbian partner, and her partner is working at Denny's at this time. The claimant's condition is such that she has difficulty using her hands and states that she's never been able to work because she's never been able to hold on to a job. Allegations, number one, rheumatoid arthritis. Number two, post-traumatic stress disorder bipolar disorder depression schizophrenia anxiety. And number three, hypoacusis. Allegation number one, rheumatoid arthritis of the hands and knees and right shoulder. The claimant states that since birth, she has had rheumatoid arthritis. She was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis of the right shoulder, knee, and hand area. The claimant does have contracture, which is very mild, of both hands. She is able to make a full closed fist, opposed fingers, and pinch, but with decreased strength. X-rays have been performed, which confirmed that she does have a mild contracture, but no signs of rheumatoid arthritis. This is more likely than not a congenital condition she was born with. She has had no fractures, no surgeries or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is bidextrous and is able to write, sweep a little bit, dress herself, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to drink coffee from a coffee cup without using both hands and states that most of the time she has to use a straw. She cannot open up a jar top, use a skillet, or button her clothes at this time. The claimant has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. John Lung. She is presently on diclofenac, 75 milligrams BID, which she states does give her relief. She states the only physical activity she really does is walking her service dog and doing light housework around the house. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, occasionally helping with the laundry, and walking her service dog. She does not go to the grocery store, cook, or do any other exercises. As noted earlier, her physician is Dr. Lung, and she has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. She is presently on diclofenac 75 milligrams BID, which does give her relief. She was diagnosed with contracture congenital of both hands for digits 2, 3, and 4, which appears to be mild, and the claimant is able to have some function of her hands. Allegation number 2, post-traumatic stress disorder / bipolar disorder / depression / schizophrenia / anxiety. The claimant states that in 1993, she did finish high school and a special ed program, but states that she started to develop severe post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, paranoid, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder. She has had suicidal ideation and attempts by overdosing on pills in 1992. The claimant suffers from sadness, crying spells, insomnia, decreased appetite, decreased motivation, decreased concentration, poor memory, anger episodes, violent actions, and occasional homicidal ideation. She does have a learning disability and suffers from attention deficit hyperactive disorder. She did have a baby in her younger years who died at birth, which affected her greatly. She suffers from a mild speech impairment that she has had since birth and lost multiple family members all at once, which amounted to 5 family members, which caused post-traumatic stress disorder in her life. The claimant has been known to hear voices and to see shadows and has been diagnosed with schizophrenia. The claimant has been in jail for at least 13 years. 5 years was for possession of a weapon, and the other 4 years was for forgery. Her condition appears to be stable at this time, and she is taking chlorpromazine, 50 milligrams QD, and cannabis oil for pain. Her condition appears to be stable. However, she does show signs of bipolar disease and schizophrenia at this time. Allegation number 3, decreased hearing / hypoacusis of both ears. The claimant states that when she was born, she was diagnosed with bilateral hypoacusis. She states she has problems with both sides. She does have hearing aids, however, she has lost them, and she has a mild speech impairment, which was treated with speech therapy when she was in school. No surgeries have been performed on her ears, and her condition appears to be stable. She is able to hear my conversation and to communicate well with me at this time. Her speech is normal, rate and volume, and clear. Family history, not pertinent this time. The claimant has lost multiple family members. Medication, Diclofenac 75 milligrams DR BID, cannabis oil QD, vitamin D3 50,000 international units Q week, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 20 milligrams QHS, chlorpromazine 50 milligrams QD, medical problems, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, rheumatoid arthritis of the hand joints, comma, right shoulder pain, comma, schizophrenia, comma, vitamin D deficiency, comma, headaches, comma, bipolar disorder, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, bilateral hypoacusis, comma, and decreased speech ability. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking except for marijuana. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. She was hospitalized in 1995 in a psychiatric ward for 27 days. Substance abuse. The claimant has a history of using marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, and IV drug abuse. She also has a history of using methamphetamines. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 125 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 2.5 inches. BP, 115 over 77 mmHg. Heart rate, 92 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 97%. BMI, 22.5. General. This is a 51-year-old lesbian female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with her lesbian partner. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Down to the last two sentences. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly normal. Spell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular corrected is 20/20. The claimant states she uses glasses for reading. Could you please drop down to the skin? The claimant had multiple tattoos noted all over her body, and no other lesions were appreciated over the body. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had fairly good eye contact with me. Her speech was not fluent, and her mood was anxious for the time. She did not have completely clear thought processes, but her memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to after the last page? The claimant had no palpable muscle skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted, except for her hands, where the claimant was born with contracture of the second, third, and fourth digits bilaterally, which is mild. She is able to make a full closed fist, pinch, and opposed fingers. She is not able to make a full extension secondary to the contracture. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the hands, where she has some mild contracture of digits 2, 3, and 4, secondary to congenital birth defect. Straight leg raise in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices. Neurological, grip strength is plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist grossly, although it is mildly decreased. She is able to oppose fingers and pinch. However, she is not able to extend digits 2, 3, and 4 at the PIP joints bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory exam was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine indexers, finger control is abnormal bilaterally, secondary to the contractures of 2, 3, and 4. Although she does have grossly moderate function of both hands. X-rays of the right hand no acute findings. X-rays of the left hand, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. The claimant hears and speaks well, but does have some minor limitations in her speech, but her hearing appears to be intact, although she states that she does have problems with hearing. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild congenital contracture of digits 2, 3, and 4, where she is unable to extend completely those digits. She does not appear to have rheumatoid arthritis at this time, but may have a mild form of osteoarthritis. She's able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is mildly decreased grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to the contractures of digits 2, 3, and 4. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well with some mild limitations and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment secondary to psychological problems consisting of post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, bipolar disorder, comma, depression, comma, paranoid schizophrenia, comma, and anxiety, which is being treated at this time and it appears to be fairly stable. She does have a dysfunctional psychological profile. Probable diagnoses, number one, rheumatoid arthritis, dash, not confirmed with physical examination or x-rays. I believe that the claimant was misdiagnosed and has more of a congenital contracture of digits 2, 3, and 4 bilaterally. She does not appear to have signs of rheumatoid arthritis. Allegation number two, post-traumatic stress disorder / bipolar disorder / depression / paranoid schizophrenia / anxiety. Being treated at this time appears to be fairly stable. The claimant does appear to have a borderline low IQ with a learning disability and attention deficit hyperactive disorder as well. She does have a mild speech impairment, but I am able to understand her speech, and she appears to be stable at this time. She is a lesbian and is in a relationship at this time. Allegation number three, hypoacusis bilaterally. The claimant appeared to have normal hearing at this time. She states that she did have hearing aids at one time and does have a mild speech impairment. However, her physical exam is normal and the claimant is able to understand my conversation. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Betty Jean Williams.